Hi, my name is Mark, and I'm an alcoholic. Glenn, you're dead to me. I'm relatively new to recovery, less than a week shy of 30 days, so I thought maybe I had a little more time before this got thrown at me, but apparently not. So here we go. My childhood was pretty normal, good parents, loved me, were very supportive, went to good schools. I grew up in Naples, South Florida. Relatively normal childhood. What I probably should have taken a little more seriously early on is that I was kind of surrounded on all fronts in my family by alcoholics, somewhat mostly functional, but, probably a pretty fair warning sign. And I've managed to stay in denial for quite some time, 33 now, so at any rate, the big experience, my story, which is probably why Glenn wanted me to speak, is those of you that know me, probably not too many people in here yet, a few years ago, I got into a little bit of legal trouble, which surprised most people because I'd never really been in trouble a day in my life. Regular guy, went to college, graduated from USF, had a somewhat professional job. And Gasparilla 2008, I went a little over the top. Some of you may remember this. It was somewhat newsworthy at the time, unfortunately. They always kept screwing up my last name. That kind of bugged me. I don't know why, among other things. So 2008, I go to Gasparilla with some friends, and I've heard in some of the meetings I've been to lately, people talk about this impending sense of doom, like something bad is about to happen. And I kind of felt that, and I remember I've said that to people in the past, like, I had a bad feeling about going to Gasparilla that day. But I guess we never really pick up on that until it's too late. So sure enough, I went to Gasparilla, and, we were having a great time. The year previous, I was actually on a float. I was on the Captain Morgan float, appropriately. I was drinking Captain Morgan the next year. Met up with some friends, started the typical route. But for me, there's a pretty hazy black spot over most of the night. The last thing I remember is leaving one of the bars, right near the water. And I know we were headed somewhere else. We ended up at one of the other bars on the water. But what apparently happened is I have a fondness for boats. Grew up around boats, always loved them, liked the water. So apparently that evening I decided to take a boat for a spin. And it didn't belong to me or anybody I knew. I didn't have permission to drive it. I don't know how to hotwire because I'm not, your typical, intelligent, good at it criminal. So I jumped in somebody's boat, which I later found out was fairly valuable, which didn't help my cause either. So I took this boat that didn't belong to me and was driving where I don't know because I don't know the waters in Tampa Bay. And I don't live anywhere near the water, so where was I going to go? Mexico? I don't know. So took off in this boat, don't remember it, and apparently Marine Patrol went to pull me over for who knows, a laundry list of reasons. Probably going too fast, didn't have lights on. So they went to pull me over, and what a logical person would do, perhaps, is stop the boat. I did not. I decided to throttle it and try to make a run for it. They apparently don't like that. It's a pretty busy boating holiday. So in that, they decide to start a chase. As they call in the VIN, the registration number on the side of the boat, it comes back as stolen. Not good. They call for backup. The Coast Guard responds as backup. So they're not real happy with the situation, apparently. And when you don't stop for the Coast Guard, they take action a little more violently, let's put it. They try to shoot out the engine of the boat. So I don't know what was going through my mind, if any coherent thought was going through my mind. So when they start shooting at the boat, because they had a much faster, more maneuverable boat, I apparently turned the boat at them, like to ram them. I didn't make contact at first. And, oh, interesting side note to this story, which makes it, I don't know, better. Not for my case, but it was all filmed from a helicopter. The cameraman is still the current standing sheriff of Hillsborough County. Fortunately for me, it was filmed in infrared, so it never made one of those world's dumbest, most idiotic police chases. So, thankfully, I'm not on Spike TV or one of those channels. So, they chase me, and I turn the boat at them. Don't make contact. They chase me for over an hour, most of which is on video, which I had to sit painfully through at my sentencing for the first time. So, they chased me for a long time. During the chase, I apparently breached the waters of MacDill. Again, not being familiar with the waters of Tampa and also being blackout drunk, having no idea. Also, didn't help my cause. Probably contributed to some of the other later factors I'll get into in the story. And basically, they could have blown me out of the water for that and came very close, too, which I didn't find out till much later. But at any rate, so this chase goes on for over an hour. Eventually, I do make contact with their boat, ran the bow over the side of their boat, did some damage to the side of their boat. But nobody was hurt, fortunately, thank God. But that definitely didn't help my cause. So at some point, I apparently gave up, threw my hands up, stopped the boat. They took me into custody. I vaguely remember being on the deck of a Marine Patrol boat, and then I remember sitting in the back of a cop car talking to the officer about real estate, because that's like my default, because I was a realtor. I still am, fortunately. somehow I managed to hold on to that professional license. I didn't really know what was going on. Like, I had no real memory of the situation, but even that part is kind of foggy. But, you know, I remember they take me to the county jail, book me in, and it was packed. There were over 200 people arrested that night at Gasparilla. And, yeah. So, not so much for me later on. I remember, you know, being in there. I actually bumped into a couple people. One girl I knew who was a bartender at a Fridays I used to frequent. Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, you know, one of those things. So near me, who I ended up talking to was a guy who had just been cut from the Bucks. He was like a second string player. I don't remember his name and probably wouldn't be polite to say it, although he was in the newspaper. And I remember saying to him, "Oh man, that's because he got a DUI that night," which, you know, always to me growing up was, you know, like one of the worst things that could possibly happen. Little did I know. I remember talking to him and saying, "Wow, that's terrible. You're probably going to be like in the newspaper tomorrow morning, maybe probably like even front page." And he started laughing at me. He's like, "I'm pretty sure I'm going to be on the second page, right behind you." I'm like, "Oh, you think? Yeah, definitely." Sure enough, he was right. Front page of the Trib was "Gasparilla Ends, Boat Chase Begins." Very clever Tampa Trib. So that really should have been it for me as far as drinking. And it was for a very, very long time. As a result of that, I managed to get bond that night. But as I'm sure you could imagine, the Coast Guard was very upset with me. And probably the Air Force as well. So a couple days later, or the following Monday, I hired an attorney who was one of the bigger, higher power attorneys in Tampa, who happened to know my boss. They went to high school together. So he took my case, and over the day or two after that happened, you know, it developed that, you know, obviously the Coast Guard was quite upset with me. So I was arrested and brought into federal custody, and spent almost a year in county jail when they finally, they really didn't know what to do with me. This just regular guy who just goes kind of nuts, Gasparilla, which is not something that normal non-alcoholics do. So they eventually let me out after about a year. I signed a plea deal, and it was just kind of wide-ranging, like, you might be okay, this might be it, you might be looking at 20 years, we don't know. Oh, okay. So I get out right before Christmas. Ultimately, I spend about 6 months out, and then I get sentenced. 5 years in federal prison for this guy who was an idiot one night in Gasparilla. But it was a big deal, and somebody could have really gotten hurt, so it was understandable. So I went to prison. 3 months after that, they allowed me to go and surrender myself. So my poor parents had to drive me all the way to the panhandle. That was not a fun day, by the way. We drove all the way from Tampa, all the way a couple hours past Tallahassee, and I, you know, walked into a federal facility and said, I'm here to surrender and spend the next couple years here. I did that, and the whole time I was there, I obviously stayed sober. I mean, there are opportunities to drink in there, which are quite disgusting, but they do exist, and I spent a year in that first place, which was not hardcore, but it was a what they call a medium security facility, and I felt fairly alone. There weren't a lot of people I could relate to, but I did okay there. Everybody was always very nice to me, you know. Nobody ever, you know, it was nothing like the movies anyways. It's not like an episode of Oz or anything like that, what most people expect. It's funny the questions I get. But I never even got into a fight all the whole time. But and then I moved to another facility that was lower security, more white-collar, more drug dealers in Miami, which was a little more tolerable. And I didn't drink, and I got out, and I've been out for a little over a year, and I wasn't drinking, but never really felt quite right. Like, I still, you know, kind of tried to hang out with some old friends who drank kind of heavily. We'd go out with them. I'd be the DD, and, you know, eventually I, you know, sort of succumbed to a little bit of peer pressure, and, you know, I'd have a beer here or there, you know, try to drink a little bit, and then I would just kind of get scared, and I just wouldn't. Well, a couple weeks ago, right before Christmas, I went out with some friends, wasn't going to drink, took my car, I drove, and for whatever reason, decided I was okay to drive home, and got pulled over for a DUI. And, you know, a lot of people, it wouldn't be the end of the world, it's not a big deal, it's a DUI, it's recoverable, but I'm on federal probation, so it's probably going to turn into a big deal. And the guy who nobody thought would screw up again, screwed up again, because of alcohol. So that finally forced me to realize normal people don't black out. Normal people don't go years without drinking, and then when they do drink again, go all out. Like, that's not normal for anybody. So that brought me to AA, where I found, you know, a lot of solace, I guess. I found it really helpful, and for that, I thank everybody here and everybody that's helped me so far. Something that Glenn's pointed out to me is that eventually this story can help a lot of people, or at least make for good entertainment. I don't know. At any rate, it's sad that we have to go through these things, almost hit rock bottom. 'Cause most of us, you know, we have bright futures. We had bright futures. We still do. But, you know, that we have to go through this, like, traumatic event or events. And for me, it's apparently taken one major one and one, fortunately, a minor incident, but which could turn into quite a major thing. But that's my story, and I'm about out of time, thank goodness. And that's it. Thank you.